Around the room, and whoever feels like singing, I'd like to hear Holly's song about Jeannie, because that's the talk of town, so to speak. She wrote a really beautiful song in Jeannie's workshop. I'd like to see if we can get her to sing that today. Anybody else who wants to sing or has a song they want to contribute, I think, just feel welcome to do it. And Louie, why don't you start us off with something?
Oh.
Hard hitting, you look like a man. Take a real hard swing at something.
I was trying to think of alright, this is running through my mind, so it's going to have to come out as a story song rather than a non-story song. Well, the first not one of the first Irishmen, but about the first of the well-known bush rangers in Australia. Bush rangers are what in England would be called highwaymen. We have a tendency to call them Western heroes in this country, like Jesse James, people like that. Well, in Australia, the first of the big bush rangers was a fellow called John Donovan, whose name has been spread far and wide, of course, and has changed. Either Jack Duggan, Jack goodness knows what else. But he had the first of the big bushranging gangs in the 1830s. So set an example to a lot of other young Australians until Ned Kelly's demise in the 1860s. So here's a Australian song about an Irishman to an English tune. Nice combination. It's of the bold Jack Donahue, as you will plainly see. From Ireland was transported and deprived of liberty. He wouldn't humble to the crown, but was sent across the main for 7 long years in New South Wales to wear the convict chain. When Donahue made his escape to the bush, he went straightway. He made the tyrants tremble to travel by night and day. And every week in the newspapers they turned out something new concerning that bold bush ranger, the bold Jack Donahue. Now as he and his companions rode up one afternoon, not thinking that the pains of death would overtake them soon, suddenly the horse police fell out, came into view, and they all set out to capture him, the bold Jack Donahue. It was Donahue, lay down your carabine, or do you intend to fight us all, and will you not resign? Surrender to the traps is a thing I never would do. This a day I'll fight with all me might, says bold Jack Donahue. It never shall be said of me that Donahue the brave surrendered to the traps or became an Englishman's slave. I'd rather roam the bush somewhat like a dingo or kangaroo than a work one day for the government, says Bold Jack Donnelly. 9 rounds he fired, 9 men he shot before the fatal ball. Pierced his heart and made him start and caused him for to fall. And as he closed his fluttering eyes, he bid the world adieu, saying, convicts all pray for the soul of Bold Jack Donnelly.
Very stirring start. Why don't you pass the hat, so to speak?
Do you sing any Washingtonian songs?
No, nothing that comes to mind as a Washingtonian song.
Oh, well, I passed the hat to you, so if you don't want to sing, you're going to have to pass the hat to somebody else.
Go for it.
Well, I want to sing a ballad that I learned from, well, from a man in Labrador when I was teaching there for a summer with the Quebec Labrador Foundation. And Carolyn expressed some interest in Labrador. And so I'm going to sing this in hopes of inspiring her to go there. Being the 20th... Wait a minute. Being the 21st of September, in the year of 95, 'twill be remembering day for us, so long as we're alive. Being early on one morning, a steamer ran on shore. On gloomy Labrador. Her name was the Mariposa. She steamed from old Quebec with a large and a general cargo and sheep on all her decks. She steamed along at half speed, for the tide being running fast, which turned her brood far from her course, a course which was her last. She was heard to strike once, twice, then thrice, and then they knew no more until the rock crushed through her bow. On rock-bound Labrador, she was safely wedged between the rocks. Her wrecking trips were o'er. She met her fate like many's the ship on gloomy Labrador. Their intents were soon directed upon that barren shore, being little they knew then what it meant to be wrecked on Labrador. The news did spread like wildfire, far up and down the coast, and people came flocking to the wreck in a great almighty host. The people all crowded to her deck, her cargo tried to save. Great many's in their brave attempt ne'er found a watery grave. This wreck was sent by Providence to relieve the people who was poor, in need of flour and other things, on ice-bound Labrador. They portion off her cargo. It's gone up and down the coast. It's honestly and hardly earned by the people of Labrador. We oft-times spoke of Labrador being barren, bleak, and cold. But in that land of St. Peter's snow lives noble-hearted souls. Hospitality to those travelers, they don't matter what class or creed, they're ready to lend a helping hand to those who are in need. Now sanctioned is in heavens above, don't never forget the poor. It's mentioned in the Book of Life about the people of Labrador.
Paid my fare, lost all my money. to spare. I robbed them all, 10,000 pounds. One night when I was rambling round, gonna buy me a ticket to Greensville town. I'll get on that train.
Lady Margaret. Okay, I'll sing that. Thank you. Come on down here and sit with me.
This guy's fault.
We're here all by myself.
Sorry to be late.
This song I got really last year. Terrence Hammond's his wife, Minnie. She survives him. She's very old now. And she didn't know who I was when I went to see her that time. But she remembered the words to this song. And so I got her to go over and over it right there on the spot. I didn't have a tape recorder. I think I had recorded it before, but it just never really, it hadn't been that moment, you know. So I went home. I went away from there that night singing the song. And I've been enjoying singing it ever since. Lady Margaret was standing in her bow in the hall, calming down her yaller hair. Sweet Williams and his close
Perilous voyage. I just ate a pretty good dinner. I need to chuckle with him. Are seen no more. I cry to thee, O Lord, I cry to thou who dwelleth up on high. O bear me up from sinking fast. Destruction brink at last thy harbor guide me to at last thy harbor guide me to at last. Shall temptations ensnare all engaging everywhere my feeble soul in deep despair? Or shalt thou deem to win me share, exalt redeemed to mercy rare, by keeping whole in thy care? By keeping whole in thy care. I cry to thee, O Lord, I cry to thou who dwelleth up on high. O bear me up from sinking fast.
I can't get there.
Destruction brings sin, cast thy harbor guide me to at last thy harbor guide me to at last. Though the way seemeth long, may I pray thou lead me on, far from unrighteousness and wrong, that I might the fair sky see dawn. There pilot me ere I be gone unto thy bright and glorious throne. Unto thy bright and glorious throne. I'll stop there. I can't think of that line on that chorus.
Not that it makes much difference, I always shut my eyes anyway, but I know you're out there. well, we've been having ballet classes, sessions all week, and one of the things that somebody asked me was, didn't all these old-fashioned love songs come originally from ballets? This fragment was taken out, and I think in the song that you sang, Uncle Jason's version of it has a verse in it that might be the origin of "Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair." I'll just sing a verse of that, and then I'll go on and sing the ballad I meant to sing. But I just thought that'd be interesting. After she calls me to rob on the King's Highway, is a verse in it that says, "Oh, that pretty little girl, 16 years old, hair just as yellow as a flaming gold, the sweetest hands, the prettiest hair and the neatest hands, God bless the ground on which she stands." Which is a makes a whole lot more sense than the black is the color verse. And then there's another verse that also goes with it. I can't remember just how it goes. Too low to. No, I'm getting the tune wrong. It's do 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 do. That's why I couldn't get it right. Another verse goes too low to speak, too low to no, too low do do, too low to weep, and I'm satisfied that I cannot sleep. If pleasure's no more on this earth I see, I wouldn't serve you like you're serving me. That's the one that makes sense. And in the black is a color, it goes, it's kind of obscure what it means there. But in that, in the mountains, I'm satisfied that this won't happen is an expression that gets used all the time. Well, I'm satisfied that's not so, you know. And in this particular verse, it explains what it means. In black is a color, it's I go to the Clyde for to mourn to me, but satisfied I cannot sleep. And it's just so much plainer in the old version, and that is a ballad that little thing come from. Another illustration of that is who's gonna shoe your pretty little foot. That is taken from an old ballad, I know, because Uncle Jason used to sing the ballad that started with that verse, "Who will shoe your bonny feet and who will glove your hand?" And so this whole love song was taken from that, and just those verses lifted out and made into a popular love song. So that happens all the time. But my ballad that I wanted to sing was another one from Uncle Jason. It's called May Colvin. And I think that if you went back into the old books, the source of this ballad, the original, with quotes around it, would be Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight, but we call it May Colvin. False Sir John a wooing came to a lady young and fair. May Colvin was this lady's name, and her father's only heir, her father's only heir. He wooed her while she spun the thread, and whilst they made the hay, at length he gained her low consent to mount and ride away, to mount and ride away. She's gone into her father's coffers, where all his monies lay. She's tucked the yeller and she's left the white, and lightly skipped away, and lightly skipped away. She's gone into her father's stables, where all of his steeds did stand. She's took the best and left the worst in all of her father's land, in all of her father's land. She's mounted on the milk-white steed, and he on a dapple gray, and the road till it came to a lonesome place, a cliff by the side of the sea, a cliff by the side of the sea. Light down, May Colvin, your bridal bed you see. It's seven kings' daughters of a drowned year, and the eighth and you shall be, and the eighth and you shall be. Have off your Holland smock, with broiders all around, for it is too fine and costly to rot on the cold, cold ground, to lay on the Have off your silken stays, likewise your handsome shoes, for they are too fine and costly to rot in the sea with you, to rot in the sea with you. Turn around, thou false Sir John, and gaze at the leaves on the tree, for it don't become a gentleman a naked woman to see, a naked woman to see. It's false, Sir John's turn. with her tender little arms and pushed him into the sea, and pushed him into the sea. Oh, help, make Calvin. Oh, help, or I shall drown. I'll take thee back to the Father's house and lightly set thee down, and lightly set thee down. No help, no help, said May Calvin. No help will you get from me. The bed's no colder to you, sir, than you thought to give to me, than you thought to give to me. She's mounted on the milk pot steed and led the dapple gray, and she rode till she came to her father's house at the breaking of the day, at the breaking of the day. Oh, up and spoke that little parrot, said May Calvin, where have you been? And what have you done with false Sir John that went with you right in, that went with you right in? Oh, hold your tongue, you little parrot, and tell no tales on me, and I'll buy you a cage of beaten gold with spokes of ivory, with spokes of ivory.
Slow roll. and look his own woes go. Now when the great world war began, to volunteer John quickly ran. And while he learned the bombs to love, Jane stayed at home and sneaked his job. Now John came home with missing limb. It didn't seem to worry him, but what did set his head awhirl? Jane stayed at home and sneaked his girl. Time passed, John tries his grief to drown, and Jane, he owns one half a damn town. His army contracts riches yield, and John will search the potter's field.
Sing a religious song. You can do anything you feel like.
That's very do you want me to sing a primitive Baptist song that I just now learning?
Yeah.
I can't sing this up close to your home last year.
You want to step? Come on down here.
No, I'm going to sit behind you. I just got up at 12:30 and I just say, get this thing pitched right.
But like